American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Former President Donald Trump released a statement and claimed the Justice Department is mishandling and downplaying the assassination attempt on his life at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland condemned the security failure, adding that he is grateful the former president is safe.
Our prosecutors and agents have been working around the clock to discover the necessary evidence to ensure accountability.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi joined Fox News and talked about the would-be assassin.
They're talking about a bounty which could encourage copycats. I do not believe in my years and years of prosecuting that should have ever been released. They had sufficient evidence to keep him in as a flight risk. As you said earlier, he had a passport, he had 6 cell phones, he had driver's license, he had a map to get from Palm Beach to Mexico. That's the flight risk. A threat risk is he had his thumbprint on a gun. He was at Mar-a-Lago where the president, or at the Trump National Golf Course, where the president was about to golf that next hole.
In other legal news, the Justice Department sues Visa for antitrust violations. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Attorney General Merrick Garland accusing Visa of illegally blocking competition for debit card services.
We allege that to maintain this monopoly power, Visa deploys a web of unlawful anti-competitive agreements to penalize merchants and banks for using competing payment networks.
Accusing the company of entering contracts to discourage potential rivals from competing.
Visa collects more than $7 billion each year in network fees on U.S. debit transactions, with a significant part of that sum resulting from Visa's illegal conduct.
Saying more than 60% of U.S. debit card transactions run on Visa's debit network. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A conservative columnist says there's a clear choice in the November election, which will be very consequential for the future of the American Republic. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Robert Knight is a columnist for the Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, More Than a Consequential Election. In it, he says, a lot of people believe that the vote in November will be the most important election day in our lifetimes. He concurs, saying the stakes are off the charts in this one.
We're facing a administration that has advanced Marxism. It has caused ruinous inflation. It has not secured the border. You can go on and on about the ways America has been made worse off because of the Biden-Harris administration.
But Knight says you also have to look back at President Trump's administration.
He did so much good. Good judges, good Supreme Court justices. He secured the border. Inflation was 1.2%. Gas was $2 a gallon. There's a clear choice here in the November election, but it will come down to how many Americans realize how important this is and bother to get out and vote.
Knight says by November 5th, vote as if your liberty depends on it, because it does. I'm Chad Groening.
Fox News reports Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, said he is disappointed that Kamala Harris has chosen to skip the historic Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner and told reporters that we don't know how to handle it, since it's been 40 years since a presidential nominee turned down the invitation. Dolan is hosting the dinner on October 17th, and it's traditionally held in New York City to benefit Catholic charities. Every presidential election year, the Republican and Democrat candidates typically come together to roast each other in good-humored speeches. Florida is bracing for the tropical system known as Helene, which may become a major hurricane. That's a Category 3 or higher storm. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
If you're in a hurricane warning, that means it's no longer time to watch or to look at models or to wait and see what happens. This is action. This is the action phase if you're under a hurricane warning.
He said the storm size will be an issue.
Look how far outside of the cone the watches and warning extend. I mean, they're practically covering a good chunk of the Florida Peninsula.
Landfall is forecast for late day Thursday or Thursday evening. That's all our time for now. See more news at afn.net.